All right, welcome into Beltway Radio, the official fantasy football podcast of Baltimore Beatdown and Take It to the Bank. My name is Jake Luke, and I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, Zach Brook. Z, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? How we doing?
Nothing much. Just getting off a long day of work here. Sat in like 2 hours of traffic to get to your house. So, you know, not to complain too much or anything to start things off here, but we're already on a rough note a little bit, but, you know, my spirits were picked up a little bit. Got to watch some Jeopardy while you were taking your notes. So
yeah, I got 2 questions.
Yeah, I got probably a little bit more than that, but I just didn't say them out loud, yeah, definitely.
All right.
But, yeah, how you been doing, man?
I'm good. I had a couple, had some nice phone calls today. I was talking to some guy up in Boston at NBC Sports. Had to get some good intel. Just talking a little smack on the Sixers after the Celtics beat down of them on the NBA season opener on Wednesday night.
Does he know that you're a Celtics fan?
He does.
Which I guess the audience is now learning too.
I am a very big Celtics fan. I am all in on them this year.
They winning the title?
Let's hope so.
I don't like that. Well, let's stake a claim here. Them or the Warriors? I mean, that's basically all we've got right now, right?
I'd give it to Boston.
Wow, that's a bold take.
I've been rooting for them since they've been garbage.
I'm not saying you haven't been rooting for them, but I'm saying
I was there for the Jeff Green takeover.
No, I remember. Trust me, I knew you back when they were not very good. But
they were garbage.
Yeah, but I mean,
I was there. So I know you're rooting. Crawford was the starting point guard and was NBA Player of the Week. I've been through the rough with these guys.
So I know you're rooting for them, but you're picking them to beat Golden State.
If they are at full strength and they are hitting on all cylinders, I think they can overtake Golden State because I think Golden State is they're going to break.
All right. Well, now that we've gotten all that really relevant stuff out of our system, you ready to talk some fantasy football?
Absolutely. So even though the NBA is on week one, the NFL just finished up week six. Let me give you a little recap of week six before we start to get into week seven tonight with the Broncos and the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep, and we're recording right before that. So, yeah, not going to be able to discuss that too much with you guys, but we're going to look forward to the slate ahead.
Give me your prediction right now. Cardinals, Broncos, who you got tonight?
I'm going to go Cardinals because they're home.
I'm going to go Cardinals too.
Okay.
I'm all in on Chosen Rosen.
Yeah, I love him, actually.
All righty. So let me give you a little bit of a recap for week six. So the major news coming out of the week was Rams standout wide receiver Cooper Kupp suffered a gruesome leg injury as a result of a horse collar tackle.
By the way, gruesome, just one of those words that when you say it and you're discussing an injury, it just makes it even worse. I just tensed up when you said gruesome.
It's horrible. A shiver goes down my spine.
Oh, I know. I've had a major leg injury, actually.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, was it on national television? Or?
No, it was on my trampoline, but yeah.
Okay. All righty. So he was carted off the field. Hope looked lost. He's been a major staple of a lot of people's fantasy teams this year, and he's been a terrific option for the Rams offense.
It's been great.
Yeah. So, which shocked most of the viewers was that he returned for the second half after being carted off the field. He didn't look all right, and they ended up pulling him out of the game, and he finished with only like a 1.2 on a 1 yard rush. That was it. The good news is, nothing was torn, and he's only he's week to week. He was ruled out for this weekend's contest against the Niners. They elevated Josh Reynolds, so he could be a potential flex option. I'd add him, see what he does. If not, it's a shot in the dark. On the bright side of the Rams, Todd Gurley rushed for 208 yards and 2 scores in the victory. On Sunday Night Football, Tyreek Hill exploded for 142 yards and 3 touchdowns against New England. Earlier in the day, Melvin Gordon rolled through the Browns' defense for 132 yards and 3 scores in the Chargers' victory. In Atlanta, Jameis Winston proved that, in fact, he is a top-flight fantasy option in his first start of the season against the depleted Falcons' defense. He threw for nearly 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. For the Vikings, Adam Thielen continues to defy his naysayers after putting up his 6th straight 100-yard receiving game to start his magnificent season.
Him and Kirk Cousins with the great celebration dance, too. I don't know what that was, but I liked it.
Yeah.
As, like, an unathletic white that, like, can't dance, seeing those guys do that was very great.
Jordan Howard continued to disappoint in South Beach against the Dolphins. He rushed 14 times for 69 yards in a fumble. I don't know what to do with him going forward. He was one of my starters going into the year, but it seems that since that offense is going pretty pass-heavy, they're not throwing at him, and Tariq Cohen is taking all those snaps.
I've been rolling with Cohen. He's doing pretty well for me the last couple of weeks.
He could be one of the tribe. I don't know.
Well, he had that whole thing with Bleacher Report where he's with Sims and Lefko, doing his whole, what was it, like Jewish deli thing, and they were doing the thing where you put
him in
the chair.
They held locks in front of him, and they said, what is this? And he said, sushi.
Yeah, and then they did the thing with the chair where you boost him up at bar mitzvahs.
I did that on my bar mitzvah, too.
I bet you did.
It's quite a thrill.
I was going to say, you're a big guy, too, so that must have been fun for those people.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, Devontae Freeman and Ted Ginn have both been placed on IR, opening up the doors for rookies Ito Smith and Traquan Smith. I don't think they're related, but I don't know that they're not related, so I'm not going to rule that out. They could be.
That's a common name. It's, you know, let's calm down with the related thing.
I don't know. Ito and Traquan, I could see it. In Atlanta and New Orleans, respectively, opening up some doors for them. That's all for me, the major news this week. Le'Veon Bell still hasn't shown up. I told you last week he still wasn't going to show up. He's still not here, and they don't know when he's coming.
That's fair. We're still in their bye week, though.
Okay. All righty. Who are you looking forward to this week that you think might do pretty well?
Oh, so I guess we're getting into our segments here.
Cash
or trash.
Yeah.
Okay, so my guys who are cash money this week, I'm starting with a little Mark Ingram action, running back on the New Orleans Saints, going up against... Okay, well, my dad's from there, so...
Oh, we got a little raging Cajun Junior over here.
Yeah, I sure am. Okay.
New Orleans.
Okay, fair enough.
Down by the bayou. All right, continue.
Down on the bayou. But, so... I think Kamara's been kind of getting all the pub over the last year and a half, basically, and deservedly so.
Getting all the what?
All the pub. Publicity. That's a shortened term for it in the biz. That
pub. In the bio?
Well, I was going to, like, the biz, like the media biz we're in collectively
right now. Down on the bio?
Yeah. But, yeah.
Kamara's... Actually, speaking of the bio, did you see that they're giving, Adidas is making 20th anniversary Waterboy SCLSU.
I did see that,
Dog uniforms.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right, continue.
But yeah, thank you for that very important non sequitur. But yeah, okay, Kamara is, you know, been getting all that pub for the past year and a half, and deservedly so, but I think, you know, everyone knows Ingram is an awesome running back. But I think
winner.
Yeah, for sure. And he's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle a little bit, I think, to start the season here, even with his suspension being over. And I think they're going to want to get him going. The Ravens defense posted 11 sacks on Marcus Mariota last week. That's probably not going to happen again, but you got to think Sean Payton, being the smart offensive mind that he is going to want to scheme around the pass rush a little bit. So I think their running game is going to get going a little bit versus the Ravens. I think Ingram is a big-time touchdown vulture candidate. So I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at my boy, the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, over in Cincinnati. I've been on the Bengals all year. I think they're probably going to end up winning this division. They've looked great. Now, they haven't really done a ton to convince me that I was wrong. And I'm expecting them to rebound a little bit this week. They laid a little bit of a stinker against Pittsburgh at home last week. That was actually a big disappointment because it might end up costing them the division. But regardless, I think he's going to get it going again this week, especially fantasy-wise, because they're playing against the Chiefs, who have an awful defense and a really good offense, which means there's potential for Dalton and the Bengals offense to be chasing against a weak defense. So I think he's going to be throwing the ball a lot. I think he's going to throw the ball pretty well, and he's going to have himself a nice fantasy week. Who are you looking at cash-wise?
I'm rolling with Bears wideout Taylor Gabriel.
Ooh.
Yeah. This weekend he's playing New England. Trubisky's new deep threat is averaging 6 receptions, 107 yards receiving, and a touchdown over the past 2 games, and he proves that that major outing he had right before their bye week was no fluke. He's facing a very disappointing secondary that gave up 3 scores to Tyreek Hill this week, who both similarly line up in the slot, and I think he's in for a big afternoon. I think it's Tom Brady's going to be Tom Brady, so I think Trubisky's going to be airing it out. And who better to throw it to than Taylor Gabriel?
There you go.
Cool. Who are you down on this week?
So I'm down on, and I think we disagree on this one a little bit based on our pre-prod meeting, the Jaguars defense. It was one of the more hyped up D's in the league that I can really even remember. I remember people being high on that 2016 Broncos team after they had a historic year, and then the Seahawks a couple years before that. But this was kind of the one where they were just so awesome last season that people were kind of expecting the same thing, and they just really haven't lived up to it. And especially it hasn't been close the last couple of weeks. I think the Cowboys, you know, they really kind of put it on them a little bit.
They weren't ready for that Dak attack.
No, they weren't. And I think you bring up Dak. I think Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback than Deshaun Dak.
That's the thing. He's all beaten up and his offensive line is decimated.
No, that's fine. But I think he's going to be able to escape and elude those guys. And I think those pass rushers are probably a little demoralized right now.
What about their secondary that's going to be locking down Will Fuller and Hopkins?
Are they going to be locking him down? They haven't played that well either. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm not feeling it.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. And my prognostication here is that they're not going to be able to do it. I'm picking the Texans to...
What do you think is more likely to happen? Will Fuller have a touchdown or A.J. Boye has a pick?
I could just see Fuller just breaking one out. Like, I feel like he just does that every couple of weeks where he's just – it's like one of those college football plays where he's just wide open for some reason and he just scores. But I don't know. That would be a nice little revenge tip there for A.J. Boye, wouldn't it?
Yeah, boy.
Former Texan. People forget that.
I forgot about that.
Who are you looking for, Trash?
For Trash? Unfortunately, I'm going to be... I'm not rooting for my hometown team in the Washington Redskins. I'm trashing Alex Smith this week.
Ooh, that's tough. Drive a dagger through your own heart wearing your little Vernon Davis jersey.
It's not Vernon Davis. It is Jordan Reed.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, the one and only. Last week, he wasn't that impressive. They beat Carolina, but they were up big in the first half, and they continued to struggle in the second. I'm pretty sure they have one second-half touchdown on the year through six... five games because they had their bye.
Yeah.
So he only had 163 yards to the air, which is insane because he threw it like 25 times. Dallas's defense is for real this year. Yeah, I don't think they've been this good since DeMarcus Ware was there.
Yeah, they're really good.
They look really good. Byron Jones can jump out of the gym. Jeff Heath is surprisingly, he's pretty good as a safety.
I've always loved Jeff Heath, but Jeff I think Heath we all fan? Know why. Yeah.
Why?
Just short little white guy, you know. It's
packing a punch. And
he does. He can kick field goals, too.
Absolutely. And Jalen Smith has been terrific, and so has Leighton Vander Esch. I thought he's really impressed. Their defense is for real. They have an interception and a fumble recovery in two straight weeks. They have 18 sacks on the season. That's top five in the league. And I think they're about... This is not going to be a good Sunday afternoon in the nation's capital.
Yeah, I've always liked Alex Smith, but like this year, it's kind of like you take a quarterback who's struggled to throw the ball a little bit outside
the numbers. He doesn't air it out.
He doesn't do that.
Everybody's hurt.
He doesn't, you know, throw it deep. He doesn't throw it outside the numbers, and that's a problem when you don't have big targets on the outside that can go and get it. So I think.
Oh, you mean you don't think consider Brian Quick a big target? I think he's a top flight option.
Yeah, no, I mean he had some nice years under Jeff Fisher there, but you know, other than that, not really sure what his usefulness is for the Redskins at this point.
Yeah, this one's going to be a shootout. They play this week in D.C., and then the next matchup they play this season is going to be on Thanksgiving, which I still think is crazy to have a team who's getting discredited a lot for a team name that's kind of. Could be considered offensive to Native Americans to be playing against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, I think we know who we're all rooting for, who the nation is rooting for in that one.
Yeah, the Redskins.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding? We're all very progressive around
here. Yeah, so I'm not too high on any Redskins this week. Jordan Reed could break out, but he's been very limited. He's been targeted extremely minimally.
I know, like, we've been saying this entire career, but if that guy could just stay healthy, he would be...
If he gets one more concussion, he's got to retire.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought he would have at this point, but, I mean, the way Smith loves using tight ends, you'd think Jordan Reed would be perfect for him, but I guess, you know, the health thing is just tough.
I'm really hoping we see the emergence of Jeremy Sprinkle, because I would love to see those jerseys all outside of FedEx.
Yeah, that's a Key and Peele skit waiting to happen retroactively. Sprinkle? Yeah.
Yeah. Depez poopsie. All right. Who are some of the names of the guys that you're kind of looking at this week that are flying under the radar?
Ooh, a little diamond in the rough action.
Yeah.
No pressure, no diamonds. Yeah. I'm looking at a guy who actually went off last week. It's Albert Wilson.
Oh, no one's heard of him.
What's that?
No one's heard of him.
Well, I'm not saying, like, not heard of, but he isn't owned in a ton of leagues,
That's true.
I was able to pick him up.
Actually, kid in my league started him and Cole Beasley.
Yeah, no, so he's like, you know, people know who he is, but he's not like a massive fantasy option, and he is available in a decent amount of leagues. I picked him up in hours, actually, and he went off last week. He's done really surprisingly good this season under Adam Gase. I think he's been slept on, and he's not going to be widely available much longer, so pick him up or maybe trade something minimal for him if he can. He's had four touchdowns in five games this year, and I just think that spells crazy yards after the catch potential, and he's that perfect sort of flex.
You think Brocktober continues and he does pretty well this weekend?
Who are they playing against?
They are playing the Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, I was keeping an eye on this game because I have Marvin Jones as well. So, yeah, but I think he has a opportunity. This game is actually a pick'em in terms of a point spread. And I think that's, you know, perfect. I think there's going to be a lot of throwing the ball. And, yeah, I do think Brock Osweiler under his former Denver coach, Adam Gase, I think there's a nice little connection there. That's why they picked him up. And I don't expect him to go out there and have some miraculous Brocktoberfest, Brocket Chip type game again. But I think they'll be in this one, and I think he'll be slinging it around a little bit. And Gase has done a good job of scheming these guys open. You know, Jakeem Grant, Wilson, Kenny Stills, they're just super fast. Get good with the ball in their hands, so I think Wilson is a guy to look at here if you can acquire him. Who are you looking at?
Me this week, actually, as of the last 2 hours, I like Tre'Quan Smith.
Woo!
Yeah, Tre'Quan Smith. Possibly related to Ito, we will find out.
I suppose so.
I'm going to look that up. I saw firsthand what he's capable of during the week five SmackDown?
I guess so, yeah.
Week five SmackDown of my Redskins while filling in for Ted Ginn, who's subsequently now on IR.
Subsequently is how we say that one, but yeah.
Oh, maybe down in the bayou, but not up here in Baltimore.
Okay.
All right. His 62-yard touchdown reception went down in history, vaulting Drew Brees up to number one on the all-time passing yards pinnacle in his best out of the season. That was also the only game that Ted Ginn was out for the season. This week he's playing Baltimore. I'm not starting him. I just picked him up. I dropped Nyheim Hines. I was very disappointed with his outing last week at MetLife. But I think he's a sneaky, deep add in deeper leagues, maybe 12 to 16. And if he emerges as Drew Brees' second passing option right behind Michael Thomas, that's a steal.
Yeah, big time, big time sleeper there, actually.
Big time sleeper down in the bayou.
Yeah, you're really on this bayou.
I'm on the bayou.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a nice little place. I've been meaning to get down there at some point. I still have family down there, actually.
You got some crawfish down there?
You know, just some family members, not to, you know, demean them or anything by calling them crawfish. But yeah, we had, when the Ravens were in the Super Bowl, we almost went down and stayed with them, but unfortunately didn't materialize.
Oh, them alligators are keeping you away.
Get on. You ever watch Swamp People?
No.
My dad's dad sounded exactly like those guys.
Really?
Yeah, shout out to anyone that's ever watched Swamp People. It's an awesome show, and they talk in those amazing voices.
Giant alligators always walk around those golf courses in Florida.
Yeah, just that one alligator.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'm going on a tour. It's like what they do at the Basketball Hall of Fame when they have those specialty days over the summer when they bring in people. He just visits every golf course in the state of Florida.
Yeah, he's like Marlin's man, but for golf courses.
Yeah,
he's an alligator.
Yeah, they don't have to pick up those golf balls anymore because they are gone.
Yeah, he's just out there shagging balls.
I think his name is Chubbs.
Yeah, I mean.
It actually is.
Well, it's not one alligator, though, right?
I hope not. If not, he's getting some great cardio.
I was going to say, I think he had me going there for a minute. But,
it might. I don't know.
Yeah.
Them gators.
Yeah, so pulling this train out of the river and throwing it back onto the track somehow. Let's get to the against the spread segment. Who are you looking at point spread-wise?
I'm really liking the Bengals on Sunday Night Football.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs get their second straight loss. The Chiefs are favored by 6. It's in Kansas City. But the Bengals' offense has been hot. I think Andy Dalton, like you said, is in for a terrific outing. And
you said 6?
6.
Yeah, the Bengals should at least cover that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they disappoint the Chiefs. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is ready to rebound from his first high-profile loss of the season. And I think I think it's going to be a shootout. But I think eventually the Bengals will come up victorious after getting blanked last week by Antonio Brown on that game-winning touchdown.
Okay.
Fair. And I also am pretty high this week. I'm rolling with Cleveland in Tampa +3.5. I think David Njoku is in for a terrific week. I think Baker Mayfield's ready to air it out. And as much as I like what Jameis Winston's been doing on offense, they don't have a defensive coordinator anymore. Their defense has been abysmal the entire year. And I think the Browns are ready to put the league on notice after losing. Actually, they get blown out last week by the Chargers. I think their Buccaneers offense is good. But Jameis Winston tends to kind of go straight to the tight ends, and I wouldn't bank on Mike Evans as a wide receiver one this week because you don't know where he's throwing it to.
Well, he's already inconsistent, and then Jameis makes that even more like wild inconsistent factor. So yeah, I'm with you on that.
Big week for Njoku. Jarvis Landry is definitely gonna have a rebound week. Hopefully, Carlos Hyde has a big week. He had a big week a couple weeks ago when he had a kid. I don't know the status of how his kid's doing, but hopefully his kid's doing fantastic, and hopefully that impacts and propels that team to victory on Sunday afternoon. Who are you looking at this week?
When's the last time the Browns won a game on the road? I'm just curious. It's had to have been a long time. It was probably that 2015 year, the last year that they actually
back when you were in the bayou?
I wasn't. But yeah. Okay. But yeah, okay. So for my picks.
I actually don't know.
It was probably 2015. I don't know when.
The games this year, who did they beat? They beat the Jets.
Yeah, who else?
That was in Cleveland because that was the Possum game.
Yeah.
And then they beat you guys on the worst field goal I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They only have 2 wins, right? Because they tied.
Yeah, well, no, they have 3, I think.
Yeah.
2-3-1?
They have 2 ties, are they? Or 1 tie?
1 tie.
They tied Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, they tied Pittsburgh, game. They lost to the Saints, they lost to the Chargers, and they lost to one other team, but I don't think they won other games. So, yeah, they haven't won at home in a while, and good news for them, this game's in Tampa Bay.
Well, I meant rent one on the road. Like, when's the last time?
Oh, one on the road.
Yeah.
Oh.
It had to have been.
It's been quite a while.
Probably, they were actually a decent team in 2014. They went like 7-9, so that'll probably be my guess.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, I guess it doesn't matter. On to my,
Peyton Hillis, the Peyton Hillis era.
That was like 2012. So maybe
2 years apart. You're acting like I'm acting like a different decade.
Okay, I'm not. You know, whatever.
How did a fullback make the Madden cover?
I don't know, man. The guy was a tank.
Where's he at now?
I don't know. It's tough.
All righty.
That Madden cover, that'll get you.
It's like a curse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping it is for our boy Antonio Brown. But
he was on it this year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that hair.
Tom Brady the year before that.
He did pretty well.
Yeah, he's still doing okay, that guy, Tom Brady. Okay.
Did you see the rushing touchdown last week? Do you think you could beat Tom Brady in a 40-yard dash?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I think he'd get that intel and cheat.
Yeah, he probably would.
All right.
He'd probably use some weird steroids to make himself go faster. But, yeah, on to my picks. I got the Colts.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Covered. I was actually very disappointed when Derek Anderson was controlled the starter.
No, I think that's fun.
No, my top waiver priority this week was the Colts defense, because I was ready for another Nathan Peterman.
I still think it's going to be
bonanza.
It's going to be bad, I think.
I don't know if you said part of my take this week?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fantastic how confident he was going to the end. He said, "Coach, I got this."
Yep.
And he scored a touchdown.
But then
yeah, you know what happened. Unraveled, Jonathan Joseph, yeah, hasn't
40 years old.
He hasn't had a pick six since 1934, ran into a pick six, and that was only Peterman's first pick of the game.
Yeah.
So continue.
But yeah, I got them covering their 7.5 home to Buffalo. You said how you wanted it to be Peterman. I mean, I think that would make this game even an even higher line, and I would still.
How is he an NFL quarterback?
Who, Peterman?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was one of those guys I remember in that draft.
Who do you think is more accurate, me or him?
Probably him.
Really? But stats don't lie.
Yeah, I guess you don't have any incompletions in the NFL, so
that makes sense. Yeah, my ERA? Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But yeah, I got them covering 7.5 versus the Buffalo Bills at home. Derek Anderson. I don't know. I like the guy.
Where has he been? I feel like
he was in Carolina for a long time. He actually got drafted by the Ravens, funny enough.
Yeah. How do you do?
Not great.
Should have kept him and Tyrod.
No, I think we're good. We got our Super Bowl. So
and you got our D3. All right, continue.
Yeah. And Lamar Jackson. But yeah, so he doesn't have that athleticism that Josh Allen has, so he can't get out of the pocket. So that has potential to be dangerous. I mean, Josh Allen got injured even with that athleticism. So I think he's either going to get injured or he's just going to throw a stinker and get pulled. And your boy Peterman's probably going to be back in the game here. I think this is going to be.
Who's their third option? Would they honestly bring the punter out just to keep Peterman on the sideline?
No, they'd probably go back to Peterman, but I don't know who the other guy would be there. But yeah, I think it's going to be a bad game. I think the Colts are going to cover this one relatively easily. I just think Buffalo is demoralized at this point. You see before the game where there was like a tweet that said Josh Allen walked up to Kelvin Benjamin and was like, "Hey man, you want to practice routes?" And he just said,
"No,
no."
That's crazy. Do you think that's a thing on Josh Allen? Do you think, because I know Kelvin had a lot of he wasn't a big fan of Cam.
Yeah, Kelvin's kind of strikes me as a weird dude. I don't want to throw too much shade at him, but
really?
Yeah, this is not a great situation. Pretty toxic. So I think this is the Bills. This is their fall apart game. They're going to hit actual rock bottom, and then maybe you just have Josh Allen.
You want to hear something actually amazing?
Sure.
Nathan Peterman is owned in 1/10 of the leagues.
Do you know? Okay.
Do you think Nathan Peterman's actual fantasy team?
I don't want to go down this rabbit hole right now, but look up Nathan Peterman's website. Have you seen this?
I have not.
It's incredible. He has like Nathan Peterman merch available. There's like Nathan Peterman.
Is it actually his website?
No, yeah, it's him. And there's like Nathan Peterman like throw pillows and stuff that you can buy. And I think it might be all.
Well, I know what I'm getting for Hanukkah this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. But yeah.
Nathan Peterman's website?
Yeah, look at it.
How'd you find this?
I just heard about it on another. I think Kevin Clark.
I don't know that.
Ringer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, but 1/10 of all ESPN leagues, there's probably what? Like 7 million?
Do you think it's
even that much? Do you think it's just that's just all the Petermans?
That might be.
Shopify Nathan Peterman?
I think that might be it, yeah.
Oh my god. Let's see. Let me give you a. Is this real?
Yes, it's real.
Okay. For $24.99, you get a Nathan Peterman men's baseball t-shirt.
A baseball tee, that's perfect.
Baseball tee with his signature number 2. I actually didn't know he was number 2.
Yeah. Oh,
and yeah, slick design. Machine wash only.
Very slick.
Slick design. And let's see what else you can get. You can get a Nate Peterman poster.
Yeah.
It's part of his Nate Peterman gear. Only $19.99. Looks good on a fridge.
That's a steal.
That's a steal. It's a great graduation present.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're on any bar mitzvahs this year, but I don't see any throw pillows. They must be sold out.
That must have been, yeah. This was a long time ago I heard about this, so they're probably all sold out.
I don't think anybody's sleeping soundly tonight knowing they do not have access to those quality merchandise.
I don't know how I'm going to sleep without it, to be honest, but...
Yeah, honestly, it probably got picked off.
But, okay, yeah. Right. So my second pick is... I'm going against my team here, and it hurts me, but I'm picking the New Orleans Saints.
Really?
Yeah.
You know the only team that Drew Brees has never beaten is the Baltimore Ravens?
I did know that, yeah.
You think that streak continues?
No, I think he's probably going to win. I think it's going to be a close one, but I think the Saints are going to pull it out. Definitely cover the 2.5 that they're getting on the road at the Ravens. I think
that's... the Ravens not allowed a second-half touchdown this year?
Still no.
You think it's going to happen this week?
Yeah, probably.
All
right. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that's a function of Drew Brees kind of having that sort of label of not being an outside quarterback, just playing in a dome and putting up stats. And I think there's something to that. But, you know, he's still a great quarterback, as we've seen this year. And I think he's going to continue to prove that he's won by going in there and getting a win against one of the best defenses in the league. I think –
Actually, hold up real quick. Breaking news. Nathan Peterman's T-shirts are 50% polyester. Count me out.
Cotton breathes a little bit more.
25% so, yeah. Cotton, 25% rayon. What is rayon? Is that some secret formula of cotton or fabric that they have only up in Buffalo?
It's probably his team is working on it. His guys are manufacturing all the rayon.
It's probably like every time he throws a pick, there's this rayon just grows.
It's like what do they say on the MeUndies ads? The modal, that's rayon. Yeah. But yeah, I think the Saints are probably going to win this one. But you know, they're getting 2.5 on the road. I think
they have a guest checkout option. Like, not everybody on here is regular.
I'm registered, so I don't know about you, but...
Really?
Yeah, I am.
All right. No, well, I know what I'm looking for on Black Friday.
Yeah, I bet you are.
All righty. Back to the Saints.
Yeah, so the New Orleans Saints and the Ravens. I think the Saints are a little bit better team. I can understand the Ravens being favored at home, especially as the weather's getting a little bit colder here, but... I think the Saints' offense is just too potent. I picked Mark Ingram earlier to be a good start. I think he's going to be. And I think Drew Brees is going to figure out how to beat this defense a little bit. It's going to be kind of an ugly game. But, yeah, I'm picking them to win it and definitely to at least cover that 2.5.
I can dig it.
All right, that's good. Well, you got anything else, man? Or what do you think?
All right. Anything else you want to add before Thursday Night Football kicks off?
No, man. I'm pumped to go home and not watch a second of this game.
Really?
No, I'm going to watch some of it. It's going
to
be bad.
You ready for Royce Freeman's breakout performance?
Yeah. I mean, you've been trying to sell that bill of goods to our group chat for the past 7 weeks. I guess probably 8.
The Rolls Royce has arrived.
Okay. Well, that nickname is taken by my favorite soccer player.
It's actually his Twitter handle.
Okay. Well.
Does your soccer player have a verified Twitter handle that says Rolls Royce?
No, it's not that, but that's been his nickname for a while, so let's leave it at that.
Oh, all righty. Well, that's all on my end.
Yeah, me too. You want to plug your Twitter handle, anything you're writing this week?
My Twitter handle is at Zbrook. He is at Jacob_Joseph.
Two underscores.
Two underscores?
Yes.
Is that new?
No, we've been doing that every week, and you keep asking me if that's new and, you know, the two underscores, what's the deal there? Well, I'm keeping it.
I thought you're just trying to be edgy.
Well, I'm an edgy guy. You know this.
All right, cool. All right, well, that's all from here. Good luck this week, and take it easy.
All right, guys, check out BaltimoreBeatdown.com, and don't read Zeeb's writing and read mine.
Seamless plug. Start him, sit him. ZB, start him, sit him.
Yeah, he's got to have his own little branding on there, just like, you know, Conor McGregor with whiskey or, you know, me with making snarky jokes. But anyway, we're going to close it out here for the week, and see you guys next Wednesday or Thursday, whenever we're going to record.
Cool.
Doesn't really matter. But, yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Peace.